When you find that your mind keeps you worried and blue, you can always let your feet keep your disposition sweet. I wanna see what makes me feel the way I do. Will you kindly cast an eye on two good reasons why? Happy feet, I've got those happy feet. Give them a low down beat, and they begin dancing. I've got those ten little tapping toes, and when they hear a tune, I can't control the dancing heels. Save my soul, weary blues can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet, 'cause I've got those half-happy feet.
Feet. That manically upbeat tune featuring Bing Crosby and the Rhythm Boys with Paul Whiteman's orchestra is from the soundtrack of the movie King of Jazz, released in the year 1930. I'm Bill Chambliss. During the next hour, we'll hear a lot of 1930 tunes, a great many of them almost as cheerful as that one. 1930 was a terrible year. You'd never know it, though, by its songs. It was almost as if everybody in Tin Pan Alley had held a meeting and agreed that the songwriter's duty was to make people forget the Great Depression that was spreading gloom everywhere. The stock market crash of October 1929 had not only dampened the nation's spirit, it had drowned it. Nearly a third of the workforce was unemployed. Bread lines were forming in every city. Former stockbrokers were selling apples on Wall Street, or trying to. There were very few buyers. It's been said that popular music is a mirror of its times. Judging by the songs of 1930, that's true, if a mirror gives a reverse image. People are out of work, hungry, cold, maybe homeless. What better time for a song like Happy Feet? Or people are feeling afraid, lonely, unloved, despondent. Give them songs of love and hope. That's pretty much what happened in Tin Pan Alley. Here's a young man who definitely was not unemployed in 1930. In fact, he was one of the highest paid performers in the history of show business, Rudy Valley, with a love song that sold close to a million copies of sheet music at 60 cents apiece. 60 cents would have bought you a seven-course dinner in 1930, but obviously man cannot live by food alone. Thank you.
love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. Need you every moment, in your eyes I read such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again.
...1930 songs on Scratchy Grooves tonight. Population of the country in 1930 was 122 million, going on 123. That's roughly half what it is today. Herbert Hoover was president. Prohibition was still the law of the land, and it seemed that every other bathtub was full of gin. The movies had been talking and singing for 3 years, and sound had gotten so good you could understand one word out of three. And ticket prices had come down. The movie that would have cost you maybe 20 cents or a quarter in 1929 was 15 cents now at many theaters, and even as low as a dime at some. Brother, can you spare a dime? Not many could. And not much happened in 1930, really. All through the 1920s, there had been all kinds of excitement. New inventions, playing the market, jazz, speakeasies, playing the market, aviation triumphs, sports legend breaking every record in the books. And playing the market. In 1930, it's as if people were too stunned by the Depression to do much of anything. Of course, the fact that pockets were empty might have had something to do with it. The Depression was reflected in women's fashions. Skirts got longer. Bobbed hair was let grow out. Corsets came back. The flapper of the 1920s suddenly grew up and became a housewife. The nation was sobering up, knuckling down, trimming its sails, taking its hurts and fears into a dark corner. No, not the corner that prosperity was said to be just around. Nobody knew where that corner was, or whether there was such a corner at all. One sign of the times was that Shipwreck Kelly, the flagpole sitter who had made headlines in the 20s, climbed down from his perch atop the Paramount Theater in New York after only a few days because, as he put it, nobody was watching. It was that kind of year. By and large, though, people tried to look on the sunny side.
I walked with no one and talked with no one, and I had nothing but shadows. Then one morning you passed, then I brightened at last. Now I greet the day and complete the day with the sun in my heart. All my worries blew away
when you taught me how to sing. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep and just direct your feet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter pat? That little happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Why should you walk in the shade with those blues on parade? Don't be afraid. Be a rover and walk over. And if you haven't got a cent, you'll be as rich as Rockefeller with gold dust at your feet on the sunny side of the street. Grab your coat, get that old derby hat, leave all your worries laying right on your doorstep. Left, right, left, direct your feet on the sunny side of the street. Listen, can't you hear that little pitter-pat? Oh, that happy tune, that should be your step. 'Cause life can be oh so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Why should you walk in the shade with those blues on parade? Come on, folks, don't be afraid. Be a little rover and walk over. And if you haven't got a cent, what of it? Smile, laugh, you're as rich as Rockefeller with gold dust at your feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, the sunny side was kind of hard to find in 1930, but Harry Richmond found it there. Let's have, how about a set of three 1930 tunes now? I've talked enough tonight. First, we'll have Blue Again from 1930, sung by Paul Small. Three Little Words by Frank Crummett. And here's a perennial favorite, Beyond the Blue Horizon. This is George Olson's version with Bob Border singing. First, Blue Again.
And you know darn well that it's you again. 'Cause you said last night we were through again, and now I'm blue again. I'm alone again, alone again, and I'm out around on my own again. 'Cause my mockingbird has flown again, and I'm alone again. Though I say I hate you, I love you more every day. Though I aggravate you, honest I'm dying to say that it's new again, you again, and we'll meet today at two again. But tonight we'll fight and be through again, and I'll be blue again. Thank you.
dictionary, I never could see. But to my vocabulary, I've added those three. I'm waiting for someone to say them to me. Three little words, oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. To hear those three little words, that's all I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters would simply be, I love you.
Thank you.
here we are. Three very popular songs from 1930. We heard from Paul Small singing Blue Again, Frank Crummett, Three Little Words, and Bob Borger with George Olsen's Orchestra Beyond the Blue Horizon. Have a couple of more here. Bing Crosby and the Rhythm Boys with Gus Arnheim's orchestra, Them Their Eyes, followed by Time on My Hands, Phil Spitalny's orchestra, and Bill Cody to sing. First, Them Their Eyes.
on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair for two. With time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart all for you.
Every boy needs the companionship and guidance of a man he could look up to. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Delaware has a waiting list of boys without fathers here in Newcastle County who need the very special friendship of a big brother. Don't you have a few hours a week you could spare? Call 998-3577 today.
Yes, it's request time again on Scratchy Grooves. First for Martin, Darktown Strutter's Ball. This is by the Coon Sanders Orchestra, vocal by Carlton Coon, recorded in 1929. A very good year, Martin. And for Carol Davis, I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All? Paul Whiteman, Bing Crosby. First, Darktown Strutter's Ball.
Thank you.
That's request time for this week. If you have a request, I'd like to request a song from the past to be played on this program, give me a call here at the station, 451-2701. Try to get it on for you next week. Now back to the 1930 songs. All of these songs came out in 1930. I was surprised at how many. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do two programs on 1930, tonight and next week. Here's one that is kind of surprising. It came out in 1930. I thought it was earlier than that. I Got Rhythm, by the Spirits of Rhythm. Vocal is by Douglas Daniels. By Douglas.
I've got rhythm, you've got rhythm, I've got my gal who has plenty and more. I've got daisies in green pastures, I've got my gal who has plenty and more. Old man trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him round my door. I've got starlight, I've got sweet dreams, I've got my gal who has plenty and more, who has plenty and more.
Okay, The Spirits of Rhythm with I Got Rhythm from 1930. Scratchy Grooves featuring 1930 songs tonight. Here's one I like especially well, the Boswell Sisters, My Future Just Passed.
Just pass. blue for your abadition. You can add me to this. Sometimes a girl can count of resistance. Help me to win this war. Here on my arms, may he find illusion and look in my heart. There is no confusion then. Now that I'm loving, I'm living at last. My future just, all my life I've lived without him. I'm not satisfied without him. My future just,
the Boswell Sisters, My Future Just Passed. Music from 1930. A little more information on 1930. The World Series was run by, won by Philadelphia over St. Louis, 4-2. At the Indianapolis 500, Billy Arnold, in a car called a Hartz Miller, whatever that was, won the race, averaging for the first time more than 100 miles an hour. 100 point something or other. The U.S. Open Golf Championship was won by Bobby Jones for the second year in a row. And Gallant Fox won the Kentucky Derby. The fad of the year, 1930, was miniature golf. There were 30,000 miniature golf courses in the country and more being built all the time. How people found the money to play them, I don't know. Back to the music. Walking My Baby Back Home, Parker Gibbs singing, Ted Weems Orchestra.
After being out late, walking my baby back home, arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go along harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. Owls go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile, snuggles her head to my chest. We start into pep, and that's when I get her powder all over my vest. After I kind of straighten my tie, she have to borrow my comb. One kiss, then I continue again, walking my baby back home. Thank you.
also from 1930, here's the original Ruth Etting, 10 Cents a Dance, followed by You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, sung this time by Dick Robertson.
Beautiful hostess, you know, the kind the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for a ticket and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors, ah, sweetheart, my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes, I'm there to closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a
nightingale sing like you. They sing much sweeter than they do, for you've brought a new kind of love to me. If the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through, for you've brought a new kind of love to me. I know that I'm the slave, you're the queen, but still you can understand that underneath it all, you're a maid, and I am only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you've brought a new kind of love to me.
Dick Robertson, you brought a new kind of love to me. May have time now for about two more. You've been listening to Scratchy Grooves tonight, music from 1930. If you'll tune in again next week at 7 o'clock, we'll have more 1930 songs. It's a great year for popular music. Try to get in one of these and maybe a portion of the second one before I go off the air at 8 o'clock, and then stay tuned for In a Mist with Neil Payne. Let's hear from Catherine Perry, who was married to Earl Hines, a piano player at the time. Earl Hines on the piano, Catherine Perry singing Body and Soul, 1930. And the great classic, Mildred Bailey with Paul Wyman's orchestra, Old Rockin' Chair's Got Me.
Myself to you, body. get from this cabin. Did me get grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet, in heaven she be. Send me sweet chariot for the end of these troubles I'll see. Old rocking chair gets it. Judgment day. Chained to my rocking chair. Old rocking chair got me. Let me get.